As we mark Veterans Day today, lawmakers on Capitol Hill have given soldiers returning from the front lines an important boost. Yesterday, the Senate unanimously passed a bill to help unemployed veterans get jobs by giving tax credits to employers who hire returning servicemen and women. It may be badly needed because thousands of vets will be coming home from Iraq next month as part of President Obama's withdrawal plan from Iraq. How hard is it for vets here to find work? WBUR's Sasha Pfeiffer recently went to a veterans career seminar at Suffolk University and this morning has this report.
Sitting alone at a table, away from all the action of the career fair, is Jacques Duverna. He's a young Army National Guardsman recently back from Afghanistan. He's dressed sharply in a tweed sports coat and a fedora, but his mood doesn't seem to match the outfit.
So what's the job search been like so far?
I haven't started yet, to tell you honestly. My wife's going to listen to this. I don't know. It's really hard to come in straight from a deployment and try to readjust yourself to, you know, civilian life.
For other people who are about to do that, get out and have to do what you're doing, what do you think they should prepare for? What makes it very hard?
The hardest thing for me is knowing what I want to do, because it's been an up and down struggle myself figuring out what I really want to do. I don't even if I have any advice for anybody, I can't seem to listen to my own self.
After high school, Duverna and his girlfriend had a baby. He says that in the years before he entered the National Guard, he was pretty messed up, and he credits the military with straightening him out. But now that he's back, he's still nothing more than a high school graduate on paper.
I've been lost since I've been back, so the thing is, you hear about all the veterans get all these benefits, they get all this help, but you call a couple of numbers and nobody knows what you're talking about or how to help you. That itself is discouraging, you know.
Nearly all the veterans at this career fair said they're frustrated that their military service doesn't mean more to employers. It's hard for them to explain to a civilian what all those acronyms and military speak actually translate into as career skills. And even if some employers are impressed by military service, Duverna says it can also get in the way.
It's a double-edged sword, too. It's a flip of a coin. Because they can say, okay, this person, he's just been overseas. He's have a lot of things he's probably dealing with. Do we need this problem?
It's interesting what you just said, because a lot of people have said, look, we come out with discipline. If you were a platoon leader, say, you've got great management skills. But you think some employers might think this is a veteran and that might equal trouble?
Yes, I mean, since I've been home, people always ask me, the first thing they ask me, are you okay? Are you okay? Meaning, do I have a problem in the head? Is my head on straight? There's a million other questions they can ask me, but that's the first question they ask me.
If I was your mock job interview, what would you say to me right now?
I'm the best man for the job.
And what if I say I see you are in the military? What special qualities does that give you over the civilian that I'm going to interview next?
Wow. Shoot. Gotta put me on the spot.
So I'm going to repeat the question and advise you some time. So I see you were in the military. So what special skills are you going to bring to this company that this civilian I'm going to interview after you won't have?
All right. I would guarantee you an honest employee. Discipline on time.
That's good stuff.
I will work on it. Next time you interview me, I'll be better.
Duverna will be better if the counselors at this career fair do their jobs well.
My name is Michael Falasker. I'm the local area veterans representative for JobNet Career Center in Boston.
It's Falasker's mission to help veterans figure out their career paths. He has a kind of bulldog look to him. He's a veteran himself of the Gulf War, and he has this advice for guys in Duverna's situation.
Go to school. Use that opportunity, use that GI Bill. Go to school, pick up a part-time job. You don't necessarily have to go to a college setting. You can go and pick up a trade. That's the only thing that's going to help you right now, especially with the job market. And the qualified people that are in the market right now are not getting jobs.
But Falaska says probably the hardest thing for young men and women just coming back from military service is getting their heads into a place where they can even think about a career.
What I've noticed is for the first 5 years or so, when you come back, you don't want anyone's help. You know, you're 24, 25 years old. You just got back from 18 and a half months of hell. I wouldn't be thinking about going anywhere that had anything to do with the state, They volunteered for a federal organization and brought them to war for 18 months. They don't like people. You know, it took me 24 months to get used to sitting in a room with a lot of people. How long is it going to take them? I don't know. I still, to this day, don't sit with my back facing a door. And that's, you know, almost 20 years later. It just takes a person about 5 years to turn that corner and say, yeah, maybe I do need to go out and get help.
And Falaska says even for the ones who seem fine and get a job as soon as they get back.
You'll notice them too. About 2 years, 3 years into it, they'll have hit their fourth or fifth job. And I can't figure out what it is. Every time I get to a job, you know, I get into an argument with someone, something happens, and they terminate me. Well, that's a problem after about three times. And a lot of the vets that are younger don't understand that. And the minute they come in and they explain it to me, I know exactly what it is, and I'm not a medical doctor.
So a lot of the advice you give is based on firsthand experience.
Oh, yeah. I lost three jobs. I mean, I've seen vets in their 60s still searching for that 1 5-year length employment. You know, how many jobs do you have? I've had probably 30 jobs, and how many jobs have you had longer than 2 years? None. At 61 years old. I mean, to me, that's someone that did not get the help that they needed. And it can't happen.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.